Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Jawanza for Life. It is my very dear pleasure to have as my guest tonight somebody who is going to help to break down the winter solstice. If any of you have ever had any questions about the winter solstice, what it is, what it's not, how to prepare for it, you know, then this is the show for you. I have a wonderful guest that's going to be helping to, again, shed some light on this most important topic. And you're in for a treat. My special guest today for this hour is Shekemt Saankh Tekku Nenebu. And she is a chiefess with the Osereset Society. And I want to welcome her to my show. Thank you so much for agreeing to be my guest today on Jawanza for Life. It's a pleasure to have you today.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Certainly glad to participate.
Well, okay. Now, you know, for those of you who might be just hearing me for the first time, if you're just tuning in for the first time, and for those of you who have tuned in before, then you know that, you know, I very much love this type of information. I interview members of the Osereset Society all the time. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago on Thursday, we just spoke with Shekemt Ashekem, Ra'un Nefer Amen. After that, we spoke with Shekemt Tebraim Sa'ah. We've interviewed Shekemt Orwa, Hehimetara and Kamed, Shekemt Me'ab Neter. I mean, just so many different people, because this information is so important that we help to get it out. Now, for those of you, though, who might not be familiar with the Osereset Society, before we kind of get into the interview concerning the winter solstice, so that you can have an idea of the backdrop or the background from which we're bringing this information, Shekemt Saankh Tekku, could you please just give a brief background of the Osereset Society, and just so that the people can have an idea, if they've never heard this information before, where we're coming from?
Yes, thank you for asking. The Osereset Society is an African spiritual society that is resurrecting the ageless wisdom tradition that is responsible for restoring our identity to the greatest divine identity. And most people are familiar with that spiritual science through the accomplishments of Kemet. Most people refer to Kemet as ancient Egypt, but many of the greatest accomplishments that have occurred on Earth are reflected in the civilization that was built in Kemet, and certainly the sciences and the human spiritual sciences as far as collectively resurrecting our self-identity that has allowed civilization to actually flourish for thousands of years in unity and in harmony and in great productivity. So we are resurrecting those teachings under the leadership of Shekemt Ashekem Ra'un Nefer Amen the First. And it's an international society. Over the past 40 years, we have grown to the United States, Bermuda, Canada, South Africa, London, and we are continually growing.
Wow. You know, when I hear this type of information, and I'm so happy to see the growth of an organization such as the Osereset Society, because when you hear truth, you know it. It rings in your spirit. It's just something about it that says, you know what, what I just heard, you know, it touched me in a place that, you know, oftentimes you because by the time we're a certain age, we've been to churches, we've been to synagogues, we've been to temples, we've been to mosques, everybody's on this quest to find the answer for their life. You know, why am I here? You know, what is my purpose? You know, and so when we encounter teachings that speak to that, it really, really rings true. And I just want to say my hats off and, you know, big, you know, thank you to Shekemt Ashekem Ra'un Nefer Amen for all of the teachings, all of the books, all of the workshops, all of the lectures, you know, because he's changing lives. And through the priestesses and priests and chiefesses and shechems and orowats, you know, the workshops is getting out there, the word is getting out there, and you all are really making a difference, and I just want to say tu'awu to you. Now, let's get into this interview. First, I want to give the telephone number for those of you who are listening online. You can give us a call if you have a question and you would like to ask our guest or have a comment. The number here in the studio is 347-324-5727. That's 347-324-5727. If you press the number 1 on your telephone, that will alert me that you have a question or a comment, and then I can pull you up and you can ask your question or make your comment. Now, there's going to be a workshop talking about the winter solstice. That's going to be in Washington, D.C., and that's going to, let me give the address, the date, and everything. Now, that is going to be this weekend coming up, and I'm looking for, that's going to be this Saturday at 5 p.m., and it's going to be at the Synbeb Wellness Complex. That's at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., and if you'd like more information, you can call 723-5566. That's 202-723-5566. There's going to be vegan cuisine, raw and organic food for sale. You're going to love it. So please remember that number, and I'll give it to you again before we get to the end of this show. Now, we're talking about the winter solstice and how to prepare for the winter solstice. For those of you who don't know what the winter solstice is, I'll ask. What is the winter solstice? So that we know what exactly we're preparing for. What, in fact, what is the winter solstice?
Well, the winter solstice occurs December 21st through the 24th. And what's important about that time of year is that it is the time of year when our spirit is most receptive to making changes in our lives. And why is that important? The spirit, when we speak about spiritual science, we are codifying the way that we can enjoy the greatest success in our lives and assist others in successes in their lives. The spirit controls everything in our life. And so during the time of the solstice is when we can enact changes into our spirit that we will see reflected in our way of life, in our health, in our wealth, in the way that we look at and think about things. As the new year begins, after the winter solstice, we consider December 25th to be the beginning of the new year because the energy of the solar year begins to come back. It begins to positivify. As the energy vitalizes, it carries those seeds that we've sown during the winter solstice. It becomes a change agent for the information that we've sown. And we actually will a better life through participating in the winter solstice in a very scientific way.
Wow. Now, that's interesting because that speaks to the fact that there are times when the spirit, like you mentioned, that the spirit is more receptive or most receptive to make changes as opposed to other parts of the other times during the year. Now, with such an emphasis on those 4 days from the 21st to the 25th, if one is not careful, then they could, after those 4 days, for example, I'll give an example. Let's say someone was trying to stop a bad habit, you know. Let's say they decide, okay, I want to quit smoking. Okay, now, during those 4 days, a lot of emphasis would be placed and should be placed on that fact, okay? And now, after those 4 days are up, then the person could feel like, okay, if, let's say, during those 4 days, they didn't smoke, okay? But now, on the fifth day, you know, they got that urge. Now, how do, you know, I guess my question directly is, how important is it to, after the 4 days, to continue to place emphasis on whatever the focus was on during the 4 days, as opposed to forgetting it. Okay, after the solstice is over, you know, so now I can just go back to, you know, I did my thing, you know, hey, I can go back to now, you know, being my same old person or whatever. How important is it to keep the focus even after that period where the spirit is most highly receptive to change has come and passed?
I am so glad you asked that question.
All right.
And the reason I'm glad is because before the solstice, the preparation that will allow you to maximize your effective solstice observance, those preparations are going to assist you as the solstice unfolds its gifts to you. After the 24th of December, there's an additional period of time from December 25th to January the 7th that, you know, has been referred to as the 12 days of Christmas. But those gifts that are actually unfolding are gifts within your spirit that you've given to yourself. But before you, we look at what happens after the solstice, what's very important and what the classes that begin this Saturday, and not just in D.C., but they're beginning internationally as well as online, the preparation that you make going into the solstice, it includes dietary preparation, it includes breathing preparation, it includes sowing certain truths into your psyche and the way you think about and reflect upon things. So the preparation before the solstice is what's going to really assist those seeds to be sown over the solstice and the effects to implant within the spirit and last. And we talk about the period before the solstice as being the immediate 40 days before the solstice, which begins November 11th, so 11-11, or even the 30-day period before the solstice, which would begin November 21st or 22nd, but for as long as possible prior to the solstice. And that's why these classes are being made available to everyone. The preparation is as essential to realizing the benefits as engaging in the practices during the 4 days.
So it would not behoove somebody to skip the preparation and wake up on the 21st and be like, oh, I almost forgot. I'm going into the solstice. And then just start to try to do whatever. Without the preparation, then you're not going to be as successful as if you prepared for it. So that is so very, very vitally important, I'm hearing from you.
Absolutely, because what we are making available, all of the cities that are online around the country, they are sharing this 4 weeks of preparation, these classes that occur beginning Saturday, next Saturday or Sunday in different cities, in Charlotte and Chicago and Oakland, being prepared for the solstice. There is a lot of information that you can avail yourselves of, and if you're not in one of those cities, the classes are being offered online, and usually where the classes are $20 per session, there is actually going to be a series of 6 classes for that $30 price. And the way to obtain that information is to participate in the community where the classes are being taught, or to participate online, because there's so much preparation that will go into your optimizing your successes in life. And when we're talking about spending the year 2014 in a totally different state of awareness and a totally different state of manifestation, simply because you've invested a good 30 days in looking and studying yourself from the perspective of a dietary regimen and practicing some breathing and yogic techniques and learning the 11 laws that mm-hmm. actually govern the spirit, that investment is a small price to pay for mm-hmm. the magnitude of changes that you could make in your life. So preparation is vital.
You know, as I'm listening to you and as I've listened to, you know, other Shechems that have come on the show and spoken about the teachings, it is truly, life is not as simple as, you know, a lot of people would like to think and wish that it were. I mean, there are a lot of different components. I mean, a lot of different things that you have to concern yourself with if you're going to be successful. For example, having a good diet, you know, Shechem Shechem has written books on how to heal the mind, you know, Qigong, you know, different, just so many different aspects, meditation, so many different aspects that go into living a healthy, balanced, successful life. And to, you cannot not do this work and see growth, you know. I mean, if you're going to meditate, if you're going to change your diet, if you're going to, you know, heal your and enhance your brain, if you're going to, you know, prepare 30 days prior to going into a winter solstice to make sure that you are better equipped, you know, that your spirit is prepared for the changes that you're going to make in the upcoming year, you can't help but grow from this. And when I listen to the Shechems that come on the show and discuss it, it just makes me, that and Shechems, it makes me just, it just drives home the point that if you want to be successful in life, you're going to have to work on your spirit. You really are going to have to do the work. It's not just as simple as sending up a prayer and sitting back and hoping that something miraculously happens. There's work involved, you know. And so as I'm listening to you, that's just reiterating that point, speaking, which drives me to my next point, and this is speaking directly to the class sessions that you're having starting on the 23rd of November, which is this Saturday. We're talking about, it's broken down into four sections. We've got Kemetic meditation, preparation, script writing. Kemetic meditation, using your script. Kemetic meditation, breath and yoga techniques. And December the 14th, and I hope I pronounced this right, the Utchal Mitu, weighing the will and the mind. Could you talk about, and we could break this down, if you could talk about script writing and how that relates to the winter solstice and preparing for the winter solstice.
Well, that's an excellent question again, because most of the work that is achieved during the winter solstice is achieved through the practice of meditation. And currently, there are a lot of misconceptions about what meditation is, simply because most people focus on techniques, on how to enter the meditation state, so that you feel very relaxed and may even experience the effects of healing and rejuvenation and raises your ability to remain calm mm-hmm. in situations. What we will be teaching is that during the solstice, the meditation technique is used to actually exert your will, so that changes can be made in your behavior. And that means that, yes, as you just stated, that added know thyself, is it takes a requisite amount of effort and sincerity and devotion, but because Kemet codified the spiritual science, we can actually understand how to use the process of meditation to effect changes in our spirit and therefore reap the benefits of knowing, having that self-knowledge work on our behalf. So those are the types of details that we will get into in the classes. People will not only experience the benefits that they're familiar with, but they'll be able to use meditation as the science of changing mm-hmm. our behavior and leading to more success in our lives.
you know, it must be something to be Shechem, you know, to be a teacher of this ancient traditional or tradition, and the to be able to see the changes in people as they undergo, you know, and practice and implement the teachings and actually do the work and see, you know, you know somebody might come to you in one state, but then after, you know, going through the classes, you know, attending workshops, you know, doing the different techniques, whether it's Qigong or, you know, meditation, and then seeing the profound changes, because the changes should be profound. I mean, if you're going to meditate and, you know, change your diet and do, they shouldn't just be very subtle changes. They should actually be very noticeable changes. And for you to actually teach this and to see it, it's got to be rewarding for you to see the lives and, you know, just to see the benefit that people are getting as a result of sharing this information with them.
Well, we're very fortunate to have learned the 11 laws, to know that we can be the vessel of God in the world, to actually live in a time when a sage king is on the earth and is the tolerance and loving kindness to bear with us as we reclaim our true identity. It's certainly an honor to teach and to share, and for 40 years to be able to look at our communities and our families and our economic pursuits and to understand that is all a part of what our spirituality is as a people, that it is all interconnected, it is all interdependent, and the better we get at being who we are, our true divine nature, the better we can effect changes in the world and improvements in the lives of our people everywhere.
You know, just to, you know, piggyback on what you mentioned, just you just talked about the divine nature. You know, so many people, and, you know, just from reading Shechem or Shechem's books, you know, identify with the human aspect, and as a result of that, you know, not knowing that, okay, we are divine, and that is, and peace is our nature, and, you know, for us to go through life, I was actually talking to one of my daughters this morning, just asking her particular questions, like, you know, why are you here? Do you know why you're here? Do you know the purpose, you know, the actual reason why you were here? Not just your gifts and your talents, but, you know, why were you born? What were you put here to learn, you know, in this incarnation, you know? And just even having, I actually hope she tuned in, because I actually asked her, because I said, well, the person I'll be talking to this evening is going to be able to explain all of this much better than I can, you know. So, yes, and to, you know, big, again, applaud to Shechem or Shechem, and I was sharing with somebody recently too, yes, we are definitely living in a time where we have in our midst, you know, someone that we can actually, I mean, I feel blessed because I've actually interviewed this brother, you know, several times, and it's like, wow, to be able to have the access to this body of knowledge that can really help change our individual lives, and as a result of that, potentially change the world, is very, very powerful. And, you know, I'm sure that as for myself, as for yourself, and, you know, other members of the society that have seen change in their own lives and being able to touch other people's lives as well, just got to be a very rewarding experience. For everybody that's tuning in, my special guest today is Shechem Sa'ontekhu Nenebu, and we're talking about the winter solstice and what it is and how to prepare for it. There's going to be a workshop in Washington, D.C. starting this Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., and that's going to be at the Sinbeb Wellness Complex at 6224 3rd Street, Northwest, D.C., and if you'd like more information, call 202-723-5566. That's 202-723-5566. My name is Juwanza. You're listening to Juwanza for Life. Okay, now, going down the list here, we covered the preparation of script writing. What about how to use your script? Once you've gone through the process, you've written your script, now, how do you use it?
So what we're learning is that the meditation state is the state that's halfway, medi, the middle between a full waking state and a full sleeping state. And what we want to become aware of and what we will teach in the classes is that while we are in that middle state, we will be able to execute changes in our spirit by using the script as we've memorized it. We learn to put a lot of the sensory stimuli in maybe a 5-second or a 10-second bite so that we can immerse ourselves in a full sensory experience, totally technicolor, so that the script comes alive, so that we don't have to disrupt that semi-sleep state, that middle state, by consciously trying to remember, now what is that that I said I was going to work on? Now what is that that I wrote down? We teach how to get the script to be effective so that the bites can be repeated over and over and over again within the matter of a few minutes, or if you're comfortable sitting for longer periods of time, so that you don't have to consciously think about what you're doing when you're in a meditative state.
Wow. So this is very much preparation, and it's serious. You know, I'm seeing just how serious this is. I mean, because you can't just come to this, and I've noticed that even when it comes to certain things, there are certain movements, for lack of a better term, at this time, a lack of a better term escapes me, that there are phases, you know, when it comes to even systems, you know. Oh, I'm into the Egyptian thing now, you know. Oh, I'm into the Muslim thing now. Oh, I'm into the Black Buddhist thing now, or the Black Hebrew thing now. And a lot of times people don't realize when they come upon certain systems that this isn't a fad. This is work. This is, if you're coming to just say, oh, I'm this now, then maybe this isn't for you at this point, you know. But if you're coming to prepare your spirit for change, don't think that it's not going to require something on your part. You know, you've got to put in the work. And have you ever, what's the word I'm looking for? How has it been seeing as a teacher of this? Have you, you know, seen people run to embrace this, you know, or have you seen the shock of people, oh, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I didn't know I was going to have to be writing scripts and, you know, all of this. Or has it been just the opposite, just an embracing of the truth and like, okay, this is what I've been looking for and waiting for all my life?
Well, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So what we have seen is that everything is in divine order, and that people who come are ready for whatever part that they can do, that's what they're ready to do. We have seen people's receptivity, because once you've experienced the benefit of something, then that's motivation and incentive for you to participate, for you to share in that energy, for you to teach yourself and learn to teach others how to benefit. Once you've experienced a positive immersion in what's true, because so much is hidden, so much is shrouded in mystery, so much is intentionally not understood, and therefore when you come to the truth, you know that's what it is. And you're willing to work because, as I said before, if you're going to invest, let's say even 60 days, 2 months out of 12, and the return on your investment is 1,000% greater quality of life for yourself and your loved ones and your community, then you get the message that this is something you can do. And I think that's the most important thing, that once we understand our nature is divine, the limitations that are imposed upon us by even our own incorrect thinking, which is no blame, having been raised in a society that does not cultivate, and you use a very important term about self-cultivation, once you see that the truth is accessible and the truth is being practiced by people who are your age and your color and have been around and aren't going anywhere, just building each other up in the society businesses and the collective work and responsibility, then that's something you want to be a part of. That's something that when students are ready, they actually find. And the stories are so wonderful when you mm-hmm. ask people about, how did you come here? How did you find us?
Mm-hmm.
The most wonderful stories about how, you know, people found their way to the ageless wisdom tradition. You know, spirit guides us. We have the ancestors bring us together with whom we need to be together. And it is. It's very enriching and very, very, very uplifting.
I can imagine so. Everybody, my special guest is Shekem Sa'ang Tuku Nenebu, and we're talking about the winter solstice, and I'm so blessed to have her as my guest this afternoon. And we're going down the list of different things that you need to do to prepare for the winter solstice. You don't just wake up on the 21st and say, okay, I'm going into this. You can, but it's not going to give you the results that you're looking for. So we've covered two so far. We've covered script writing. They'll be covering that on November the 23rd. On November 30th, then they'll go into how to use your script. And starting on December 7th, there'll be comedic meditation, breath, and yoga techniques. And I want to say hello to the person that just checked in. That might be my daughter. Okay, on the 7th, that's what we're talking about, breath and yoga techniques. Okay, could you break that down, and how does that relate in the preparation process to preparing for the winter solstice?
Okay, well, as we said before, you know, you don't just start on the 21st. You are preparing your body, you are preparing your mind in order to maximize the energy. And one of the important practices is purification of your energy channels. In traditional Chinese medicine, we've all heard the meridians, and that imbalances of energy flow within these meridians is damaging. So we want to correct that, and we will teach a breathing technique called Nadi Shuddhi.
Mm-hmm.
Nadi is a subtle energy channel within us, and Shuddhi just means to purify. So we're going to learn different exercises to purify and to raise our life force to the brain. We want our brain to be invigorated. We want to be able to develop more psychic ability and more intellectual power mm-hmm. as well, so that the information is unblocked and it flows freely. And again, as I said, once we have purified our physical body and we're purifying our electromagnetic body, the energy channels, then we also want to make sure that we have to understand who we are from the 11 fundamental faculties that
okay.
are who we are. So when we talk about writing scripts, and when we talk about, you know, using the scripts, and when we talk about actually observing the meditations during the winter solstice, it is from a perspective of premises that we can rationally convict with conviction reason from, and those
mm-hmm.
are the 11 laws and the 11 faculties that are fundamental to our understanding of who we are, because those thoughts that we have about ourselves, the thoughts guide the actions that we take, the thoughts guide the limitations that we place upon ourselves. If they contradict what is true, those thoughts then lead us to experience incorrect feelings and behavior. So one of the things that we learn is most important is, as we learn, it's not just taking information in the waking state. That doesn't really impact our behavior. It doesn't allow us to live the information that we're learning. And so if we say the truth can set us free, we're going to use meditation to embed it throughout our lives. And in order for meditation to be fully effective, that's the purpose of purifying our energy channels.
Wow. Well, if you would, if you could, you mentioned the 11 laws, and I don't want to go past the wing, the will, and the mind. But as I mentioned to you this morning, I was having a conversation with my daughter, and I was trying to articulate this, and I asked her to tune in, and she had tuned in. And I was trying to share with her, you know, concerning the 11 laws and, you know how it operates. And I said to myself, I'm not doing this topic much justice. If you could relate how the 11 laws, even the 11 laws of God, their role in all of this, in this whole scheme of, you know, why we're here, you know, our purpose, our person, and how that relates to, just the winter solstice, because it's all connected, and, you know, the spirit, just so that maybe you can give her a better explanation, because, again, you know, this might be secondhand knowledge for some people, but for some people, you know, they might be hearing this for the first time.
Well, the way to explain what the 11 laws are is to understand that our spiritual body is just as complex, if not more complex, than our physical body. And just like we're familiar with the physical anatomy of the body, the head and the legs and the muscles and the parts of the physical body, our 11 faculties, the most fundamental understanding of how our spiritual body is made up, each of the faculties governs a law that has to guide the way we think about who we are. Because, as I said before, the thinking about who we are is what leads our energy. So if we look at one of the master laws, which is the law of amen, which is the peace that nothing can shatter or challenge or disturb, if we understand that that peace is our essential nature and has been proven scientifically and empirically that most people in life are performing the efforts that they are putting forth simply to have a feeling of contentment, a feeling of satisfaction. You may call it happiness, but everyone is pursuing peace. And that when we take away every external event, every external thing, and we get to the core of who we are, when we identify ourselves as a peace that nothing can shatter, what we learn is that then we are able to respond to any and every situation in life, any and every person in life, with that knowing that the core of our being is undisturbed peace, is unshatterable peace. That freedom to identify the core of our being as something that we wholly own and we wholly control and we have the keys to produce within ourselves then empowers us to interact with whatever life brings and stay whole and stay healthy and not be compromised by the barrage of emotions that Western society trains us our, quote, only human. Once we understand that we are divine, we can get beyond and above that only human perspective of ourselves, and therefore we enhance our IQ. We can enhance our health. We can enhance our ability to communicate. We can start moving and shaking as the divine being we are. And that's just one of the 11 laws. But when we talk about changing the way we think, using the laws as guides to from, then the purpose of those essential, fundamental faculties are how we live in our spiritual body. Just like we have to understand the nutrition and the elimination cycles and the respiration cycles of the physical body.
Wow! And that was just one. That was just the law of amen, and it's deep. And you know, we're talking about winter solstice, and we're talking about how it all relates. And there's going to be a workshop in D.C. starting. The Look, this Saturday coming up, that's going to be the 23rd of December starting, I'm sorry, Saturday 21st. Solstice starts on the 21st, right?
23rd.
The workshop is starting this Saturday, the 23rd at 5, correct?
Yes, it is.
Right.
And there's a series of four
workshops,
actually, in preparation. And also, there are a series of online classes, and there will be 6 online classes. And in those classes, we are going to teach everything to prepare for observing the best 21st through 24th of December that you possibly can, which means, we will review the dietary suggestions, the purification of energy channels. Each of the online sessions will contain information about meditations. Some of them will actually contain guided meditations that you can use for the rest of your life to maintain the spiritual changes that we're making. And those 6 online classes are $30. So I'd like to share the website to access those classes. And that website is TAUINetwork.com. So one string of letters, TAUINetwork.com. And if we have any listeners who are in our international community, that website is TAUI.biz. So for our international participants, TAUI.biz, and for our U.S. participants, TAUINetwork.com, for the series of 6 online classes to help prepare for the winter solstice.
Okay, I want to let everybody know that if you're tuning in and you have a question or a comment for my guest, please press 1 on your telephone, and that will alert me that you would like to make a comment or ask a question, and then I can bring you on. Again, my special guest today is Shekumt Sa'onktaku Nenebu, and we're talking about the winter solstice and the workshop that is going to take place in Washington starting this Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, now going down the list of preparing for the winter solstice, we are up to December the 14th, and that's the, is that pronounced Uchao Madu?
Uchao Madu.
Uchao.
Uchao Madu.
Uchao Madu, and that's the wing, the will, and the mind. Would you please break that down for us?
Well, the Uchao Madu is the most important spiritual technique of Kamet. What we understand about who we are is that we are consciousness. Consciousness, our being is created in the image and likeness of a divine being, of God. And with knowing that, what we're taught in the West is that we have something called a conscience instead of being taught that we possess the voice of God, that we are in a one-to-one direct relationship with God. And in preparing to own our divinity, we conduct the Uchao Madu so that we take ourselves into a judgment against the laws that we have placed within our spirit, so that it's a very personal relationship with God, and it's a personal relationship that no one else can do for you on your behalf, that no one else can actually violate or, as we say, get into your business. This is a personal relationship that you are cultivating with the knowledge that the divine being is who you are. And by going into your spirit to assess your performance of the standards of the 11 laws, then you are engaging in the most important technique, because, again, no one can do it for you. No one can take it from you. And you are able then to voluntarily place yourself on the truth scale of Ma'at to weigh essentially how you are living the truth that you know. Because to know the truth, you live what you know. No one is judged by something they don't know or what they have not learned. So the Uchal Madu is a very sincerely serious opportunity to weigh yourself, to measure your progress, you and God, to talk to God and to understand that that voice within you that has been labeled your conscience is actually the voice of God guiding you from within to be true to yourself.
Wow. Now, that's so interesting, because a lot of times, especially in the West, we've been taught that, for example, that, you know, the word of God is outside of us. So that the word of God was actually written in a book, and that if we follow the tenets of the book, that you'll actually be following the words of God. But now to hear you say then that the words of God are your conscience speaking to you, you know, and guiding you, you know, for a lot of people, maybe hearing this, that might go against all that they've ever, you know, ever been taught. So could you speak to that, because I love the part where you talked about how that you're judging yourself against the laws, that this is a personal relationship. This is, you know how you're doing. You know in what way you may have or have not violated any of these laws. So if you could just speak to the, just even hearing the voice of God, you know, and, you know, how to be guided by this voice, because sometimes we've been taught that that voice is the devil. You could hear, you know, we've been brought up in a society that says, oh, that's not God, that's the devil. You know what I mean? So could you speak to that?
Well, one of the 11 faculties, the 11 faculties within us as divine beings, is omniscience. Omniscience that we know the science of everything that exists, and science is being able to know things, the outcome, in advance. So we're not experimenting. And I'm saying this because once you know that you know, that you've experienced the truth of who you are, you begin to cultivate those faculties so that you can be all that you can be. And the faculty of omniscience is one of the fundamental faculties, often referred to as Chahuti. We can develop and cultivate our own intuition through the use of our internal feedback. Part of the two initiation systems that Kamet perfected, one of which is the Osarian initiation. And part of the Osarian initiation, each night, you declare, it's called your declarations of living truth, your declarations of freedom from sin. And you know which of those faculties that you have devoted yourself to cultivating, and you begin to understand through the classes, the online classes, and the classes that occur in all of the cities across the nation, the initiation classes, that you're working to perfect yourself as a divine being. And that's a concept that is often frowned upon, being perfect. Who are you to think that you can be perfect? But once we identify ourselves as a divine being, then that's all we really know that we are destined to be is perfection. And Tehuti, our omniscience, is to know that within us is everything, is the answer, is the question, how to resolve everything from a state of peace, which is our essential nature, how to create win-win scenarios so that the values that each experience brings to us and the values that we bring to one another are honored. That's all part of cultivating our divinity, learning how to discriminate from those voices that have been mislabeled as things that from people who don't understand any better are telling us are anything but the truth, and learning how to have a relationship with God that we understand, we know who we are, and we know what so-called conscience is telling us is simply our confirmation that we know the difference between living according a life that is lived according to the law and a life that is lived according to whim and being affected and infected by this mirage of society's distractions. So learning more to value our inner space rather than trying to figure out, you know, how to fit in to these things that are purported to be something that will bring us happiness and bring us peace. So the initiation systems actually allow us to cultivate this knowledge and these relationships. And the Osarian initiation system, which will begin on February 21st and begins February 21st every year, allows us to maximize our access to these faculties and to cultivate them, so that we are enriched both from an internal, intuitive educational process as much as the learning from without. That is pretty much the only way Western society knows how to teach.
Wow. Everybody, my special guest is Shechem Sa'ant Taku and Nenebu, and we're talking about the winter solstice. I know you're enjoying this interview as much as I am. If you could you talk about oracle readings as well? I see on the flyer for the workshop that there will be oracle, that they'll be doing readings there, for example, with the purpose being to find out what energies you need for success in 2014. Could you talk about just the oracle system, the oracle readings, and, you know, what they are there to provide?
Well, that's an excellent segue. Tehuti, as I was explaining, is our faculty of omniscience. And that means that within every single one of us as a divine being made in the image and likeness of God, we have all of the answers to resolve every situation in our lives in peace, productivity, prosperity. But we have not been cultivated to remember how to do that. So until we have perfected our intuition, we use divination systems. The sage king, Shechem Shechem, has brought us the Medunater divination system. And it's simply a means to understand what God is saying to us until we have perfected our intuition to know from within exactly what God is saying to us. So it's a part of our being, Tehuti, that is the omniscient part of us that knows everything. But until we are cultivated to remember everything that we are, the divine being that we are, then our divination systems allow us to access that part of our spirit until it is fully functional. So it's latent within all of us. We all have these 11 talents. We're all learning to cultivate them consciously, willingly, or, you know, just life going along and eventually understanding, oh, that's really what I could be doing. But the divination systems and the oracle readings help guide us to maximize the flow of energy within our personal lives so that we can achieve the things that we need to achieve with the most profound peace along the way and the most lessons learned in a way that we can be of assistance to others.
Now, you mentioned achieving the things that we need to achieve, And it's my understanding that each of us comes to the planet with our own individual lessons to learn, or, you know, things to work on, faculties to awaken. You know, if you could just speak briefly about the incarnation objective and how that relates to this whole piece, you know, why we came, you know, what we came to learn, and what exactly is, for those who might not know, who are hearing this information for the first time, what is an incarnation objective?
Well, an incarnation objective allows us to understand what life path that we can follow for the most success in this particular incarnation. Obviously, then, that is predicated upon the fact that we live multiple incarnations. And so if each and every one of us shares the same destiny, and that destiny being to realize our divinity, so to actualize our being a divine being. But each of us is in a separate human body. We each have a pathway to get to that realization. We have certain energies to unfold as we actualize that self-knowledge. And the incarnation objective allows us to see the central theme and the central thread that is running throughout every experience in our life, to be able to grow us into the knowledge that we need to collect to be able to empower our destiny for this portion of our life. Because if our one life is made up of a series of lifetimes, which we call incarnations, then each lifetime we come, we're perfecting a portion of our spirit, we're perfecting our wisdom and spiritual power as we grow towards realizing our divinity. So wouldn't it be nice to know that, you know, in this lifetime, I have come to perfect my ability to program my spirit, and learning the meditation system and knowing that I can achieve so much without thinking that I need to rely on external means and I need to know this many people and have this much money in the bank. I can also strengthen my spiritual tools by perfecting my meditating and understanding how to help heal myself and heal others and grow that spiritual muscle on my road to becoming a fully realized divine being.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can hear you. I don't know what happened with the...
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I don't know who... Okay. I don't know if that may have been on my end. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm trying to get us back on the air now. Okay, so bear with us, callers and listeners.
Sure.
If you're on the air, if you're out there, please just bear with us. Okay, we're trying to get it together here, having a little technical difficulty. Just please bear with us. Okay? Okay, so now hopefully everybody can hear me. Matter of fact, I'm going to do a test. Joey, that's my daughter, if you're out there and you can hear me, please press 1 so that I can know that we're still on the air here. Okay? And we're speaking with Shekhamt Sa'ankh-Aku Nenebu, and we're talking about the winter solstice. Can you hear me okay, Shekhamt?
I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Excellent. Now I'm just trying to get you on speaker so that we can go forth. Okay, now, as we were mentioning, we were talking about the incarnation objective, and you were breaking that down for us. So each of us has a different incarnation objective, correct?
Well, let's say we share, many of us share a similar incarnation objective. We were not, you know, placed here alone to learn it all by ourselves. Each of our incarnation objectives are one of the 11 fundamental faculties,
okay.
At least one, possibly two. And with that, we learn how to perfect that aspect of our divinity in this lifetime.
Wow. Well, you know, I wish we had more time. I want to give the information again. If you could give the web address again,
the
for
website
people,
is
yes.
TauiNetwork.com, TauiNetwork.com, and that is where you can obtain the 6-class distance learning, the online preparation for the winter solstice of 2013, 6 online classes for $30, and that is also where you can obtain a free webinar, www.TauiNetwork.com.
Everybody, my special guest has been Shechem Saankhtakou Nenebu, and we were talking about the winter solstice. There's going to be a workshop in Washington, D.C. If you're going to be in that area next week, starting Saturday, there's going to be a preparation, a winter solstice 2013 preparation series. It's going to be on Saturdays starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and they're going to be covering, for example, different ways to prepare for the solstice. We're going to be covering script writing, how to use your script, breath and yoga techniques, the Yuchao Madu, weighing the will and the mind. There's going to be oracle readings available, what energies you need to succeed in 2014. Now, by the way, the readings are going to be from 12 noon to 4 p.m., and there's a $20 donation, and again, that's going to be on Saturdays, November the 30th and December the 14th. Again, that's Saturday, November the 30th and December the 14th. The winter solstice starts on December the 21st. Make sure that you're ready for it. Okay, don't wake up on the 21st saying, oh, now's the winter solstice. There's a way to do it. And that's going to be held, by the way, the workshops are going to be held at the Synbeb Wellness Complex, and that's 6224 3rd Street Northwest. And the address, if you, or the information if you want, or the phone number if you want more information, is 202-723-5566. There's going to be vegan cuisine, raw and organic food for sale. You don't want to miss this and get this information, because it's going to help you with the rest of your life. Any closing parting words, Shechem?
Peace. And everyone, enjoy a very prosperous solstice and new year.
I want to say thank you so much, Tuau. It's been awesome. You did an excellent, excellent interview. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I'd like to thank also Urwa Hehi Metura and Comet, Brother Sanu Pura. And if you could just please give my regards to Shemsut Ma'at, Shechem Mayab Nater, Shechem Ma'atepikam, Shechem Tebraim Sa'ah, even Amwaku Saneru. I'm sorry. I just want to say thank you all.
It, and thank you for your support over the years. Thank you for your enthusiastic participation. We truly appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much. I'm humbled to hear you say that, my sister. It's truly an honor, and I can't wait for the next interview, because I learn so much and I grow so much. Thank you. To everybody listening, have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. To my daughter, Joey, thank you so much for tuning in, honey. I love you. Thank you. I hope that you got some information that you could grow with, and I'll be talking to you soon. To everybody, again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Peace and blessings. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hetty Poo.
Hetty Poo.
Yay, yo, yay, yo, yay, yo, yay. Oh, that. your head.